football on Off the Ball.
When Ireland get a 1-0 against England, I thought, wow, that's amazing. That's a genius.
Well, I take a 1-0 against England every day of the week.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Simon Easterby is to run the rule over another gang of prospective Ireland internationals this autumn. Tom Ahern's chances of making the Ireland squad, the tour of South Africa, have gone up in smoke, and the Box have injury concerns of their own. And we hear from the Leinster and Munster camps ahead of this weekend's URC semi-finals. First up today, an emerging Ireland squad is to tour South Africa later this year in an effort to elevate some more players to the senior Ireland fold. A similar venture 2 years ago led to Joe McCarthy, Jack Crowley and Calvin Nash putting themselves in Andy Farrell's thinking. Antoine Frisch was also on that tour and has pushed his way towards France consideration. This time around, emerging Ireland will play the Pumas on October 2nd, followed by a clash with Super Rugby side Western Force 4 days later. The tour concludes with a meeting with the Currie Cup champions, the Cheetahs. That's on October 9th. All three matches will be played in Bloemfontein's Toyota Stadium. Ireland defence coach Simon Easterby will lead the coaching staff in South Africa, much as he did 2 years ago. He'll be assisted by Paul O'Connell, scrum coach John Fogarty and incoming backs coach Andrew Goodman. The squad will gather on September 25th before departing for South Africa 3 days later. Tom Ahern's chances of making the Ireland squad for next month's tour of South Africa have evaporated. The Munster forward must see a specialist with surgery a possibility after he sustained an ankle injury in the URC quarterfinal win over the Ospreys. Joey Carberry has played his final game for the province, having undergone surgery on a thumb injury. He's bound for Bordeaux in the summer. But Alex Nangavel is in contention for Saturday's semi-final with Glasgow after missing Munster's last two games with an ankle injury. Munster head coach Graeme Rowntree gave his view on what he expects from the Warriors at Thomond Park.
Aggression, gnarly, great word that, gnarly, aggressive breakdown, tough. Stayed in a game last week, didn't they? 13-10 game at 70 minutes. And they got the full package, one of the best mauls, scrums in the URC, and they're dangerous. The depth and the edge of the field, they're dangerous. You know, and they're already talking about what we did in the quarterfinal last year and paying us back and what have you. And the way, and I thought it was very impressive the way they stuck in that game last week. So I'm expecting the full package from them this week.
Back to those July tests, and the Springboks have concerns of their own on the injury front. Chazen Colbe is the latest player to be rendered a doubt. Colbe is to undergo tests on a niggling knee injury and has been withdrawn from a 35-man squad preparing for the upcoming test with Wales. Bulls back rower Selimpilo Gomede has been called into the box squad. Gomede's clubmate Kurt Lee Arenza will miss the URC semi-final with Leinster after undergoing surgery on a fractured cheekbone, but he hasn't yet been ruled out of those July tests with Ireland. Gary Ringrose, though, is set to make his long-awaited comeback in Saturday's URC semi-final with the Bulls. The centre has played just 3 times since the turn of the year due to a nagging shoulder injury. Leinster say Ringrose resumed full training last week and is available for that game in Pretoria. Jack Conan's also in contention, having missed the quarter-final victory over Ulster as a precaution, given that they're away from home and playing at altitude this weekend. Leinster scrum coach Robin McBride says they're underdogs in Pretoria.
I would put them down as favourites, yeah. When you consider the number of internationals in their squad, the proud home record that they've got, you know, they've obviously had a better preparation time than we have with regards to playing a home game after playing Benetton last week. So, yeah, I think the odds are stacked in their favour.
Just about the disappointment of the Champions Cup and how much now the URC winning that becomes for this group. Have you seen that maybe in the last week or two with the side that they, you know, they really want to win silverware and this URC means a lot?
Well, it does mean a lot. I mean, the quality of the competition has risen. You know, in fairness to the South African teams, they've risen the bar. You know, there's if you look at the top, say, 6 teams in the league, for instance, you know, anybody on their day can beat anybody else. You know, you saw with the quarterfinals, you know, they were tight games and not a lot of room for error. And if anybody did make a mistake, they paid for it. So it's a quality competition, and you know, the Bulls, in fairness to them, you know, they made it through to the quarterfinals. They lost to Saints away. So they're a pedigree team. Like I say, they're full of internationals. They've got international experience. And that's going to help them on Saturday because it's going to be a test match on Saturday. The level of intensity, etc. So it really is going to be a test of us. And, you know, we'll embrace it and hopefully give it a good crack on Saturday.
Scotland hooker George Turner looks to have pressed pause on his international career. The 31-year-old is swapping Glasgow Warriors for Japanese League One club Kobelco Kobe Steelers. They're coached by former Glasgow boss Dave Rennie. Turner has been first-choice hooker for Scotland over the past four seasons, starting in 17 of the Scots' last 20 games in the Six Nations. And finally, former England winger Johnny May is joining French second-tier club Soyo Angoulême. The 34-year-old has been officially unveiled this evening. May has spent the last four seasons at Gloucester, having rejoined them after a three-year stint with Leicester. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you later in the week. Till then, thanks for listening.